This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin has welcomed Chinese leader Xi Jinping to the Kremlin, sending a message to Western leaders allied with Ukraine that their efforts to isolate Moscow have fallen short. Putin welcomed China's plan for what he called, quote, settlement of the acute crisis in Ukraine, while U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Monday any proposal that left Russian forces in place in Ukraine would merely let Moscow re-equip and otherwise regain strength to resume its offensive.
The world should not be fooled by any tactical move by Russia, supported by China or any other country, to freeze the war on its own terms.
Russia and China have described Xi's trip as part of efforts to further deepen their, quote, no-limits friendship. With a warrant issued Friday by the International Criminal Court, the European Union's top diplomat Monday called for Russian President Vladimir Putin to be arrested for committing war crimes in Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Moscow immediately dismissed the warrant as irrelevant because Russia is no longer a signatory to the treaty that created the ICC. But the EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, told reporters Monday the warrant is certainly valid elsewhere.
If he travels to one of the members of this international agreement, he should be immediately arrested.
In light of the warrant, Lithuanian Foreign Minister Gabrielis Landsbergis said the warrant also cast Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow Monday in a different light.
Well, visiting a war criminal brings a different light to the whole visit.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United States, China, and Russia argued during a United Nations Security Council meeting on Monday over who was to blame for spurring North Korea's dozens of ballistic missile launches recently. This is VOA News. Businesses were closed in South Africa on Monday as thousands took to the streets for a protest against a lack of jobs and the worst power outages on record. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber has more.
Thousands of protesters marched through South Africa's cities on Monday. They're calling on President Cyril Ramaphosa to resign over a lack of jobs and electricity.
We want our electricity back. We want our job back. We want our South Africa back.
A third of South Africans are currently out of work. At the same time, state utility company Exxon is implementing the worst blackouts on record, known locally as load shedding, leaving households in the dark for up to 10 hours a day.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The cast from the television show Ted Lasso visited the White House for a talk with U.S. President Joe Biden about mental health. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Coach Lasso? The podium is yours.
I appreciate it.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Jason Sudeikis was in the briefing room next to castmates, including Brett Goldstein, who plays Roy Kent. They're promoting mental health as a part of overall health and the importance of seeking help despite the stigma.
Doesn't need to be that way.
Sudeikis did have some fun.
Yes, sir. A familiar face. Hi.
Taking one question from a packed room.
Trent Grimm. Fake journalist.
Castmate James Lance was standing among the real ones. Sagar Magani at the White House.
One person is dead, another injured in Texas in another school shooting in the U.S., AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Police say one student is dead and another is injured after a shooting outside a Dallas area high school. The suspect, also a student, has been arrested. Police say the shooting began Monday just before 7 a.m. outside of Lamar High School in Arlington, before many students were on campus. One student was injured by gunfire and later died. The other was hurt by debris and is receiving care for injuries that are not life-threatening. It was the first day back at school following spring break. I'm Shelley Antler.
New York police tightened security Monday ahead of the expected historic indictment of Donald Trump over hush money paid to a porn actress, with the ex-U.S. president calling for mass demonstrations if he's charged. A grand jury is weighing an investigation by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg over the 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.